Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations, but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. Today's episode is a little vulnerable because it's about something I'm still learning to walk out. I'm not the healed, fully healed parent just yet, but I'm becoming her through everyday motions and taking those steps. And maybe that's you too. You're showing up every day trying to do better than what you grew up with, trying to parent with more grace and patience, but it doesn't always come easy at all, okay? But continuously taking those steps and taking those reps every day helps us get better at it. But I'll be honest, there are days when my patience is gone before noon. You know, you wake up at 6:30, the kids are fighting, I've redirected them for like the fifth or sixth time. I feel that old voice creeping up. The one that just says, just snap, just end it quick, because that's what I grew up knowing. In my mom's generation, and honestly in a lot of our communities, parenting was about control. It was quick action, fear over respect, and I get why. My mom was raising three kids, juggling bills, trying to survive. She didn't have the resources or margin for gentle parenting, like the patience for it. You know, you have so much other things on your mind, you just want that moment of silence. So now when I choose to pause, breathe, and guide instead of react, it makes me look different. Sometimes even soft, but I know deep down it's not softness, it's strength. Like recently, we're teaching our two-year-old to stop taking stuff from our four-year-old and, you know, teaching them to share, like, although sometimes, you know, you want something, but you won't always be able to get it in that moment. Like, you have to be patient, wait your turn. And the other day, the boys are going to go outside in the yard. Before we even went out there, I'm so nervous. One had the car. It was only one car charged at the time. And then the other one had a bike. And so we're going to see, like, okay, one person drives the car, one person has the bike. That's what it was. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to look. So I have the two-year-old pushing him on a little handle bike, and my four-year-old is just driving around in the car. Then the two-year-old after a time is like, all right, I want to get in the car. And instead of him, like, usually he'll walk up and try to, like, demand his way, he asked my four-year-old, like, hey, can I take a turn? And my four-year-old was like, yes. And he got out and let the two-year-old drive. And that was like a big glimmer for me, because it's like all these reps, all the times that we're repeating ourselves or planting seeds. And although it may take 100 times, but when you see moments like that, it reminds us, like, wow, like, they hear us. It just takes them time to actually implement it. And y'all, I'm getting emotional just from thinking about it, because that was just like such a special moment, because it's like every single day you feel like you're going in a loop. You're like sounding like you're on repeat, like you're repeating a song. And it's just like, it becomes a bit much. Just seeing moments like that, I'm like, all right, it filled me up enough to keep going and going this path. But here's what I've learned. Healing doesn't happen overnight. You don't just read a book, attend a workshop, or pray once and wake up healed. It's slow. It's daily. It's choosing differently in the moment, even when you don't always get it right. And we're not perfect by any means, okay? Sometimes I get to a point where I'll raise my voice a bit to just change volume levels, or I'll have to, like, hey, look at me in my face so that you can hear what I'm saying, right? Those little moments. But also, I mess up, I apologize, but I also repair. I try again, and that's what becoming looks like. And here's what research and some incredible voices back this up. A 2016 meta-analysis of 50 years of research found, like, spanking or whooping was linked to more misbehavior, not less. And, like, physical punishment might stop a behavior in that moment, but long-term, it increases aggression and breaks trust. Stacey Patton, in her book, Spare the Kids, dives into how spanking, especially in Black families, is often tied to trauma handed down from generations, and how actually it works against raising emotionally healthy kids. And that was such a great read. So if you're interested, you should definitely check that book out. That's one that connected my thoughts to what I was thinking in my head. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, this is like There's research shown on this, okay? And another one is Hunter Clark Field's book, Raising Good Humans. Like, that's my all-time favorite parenting book. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I will probably read this book again. It gives such a practical look at mindful parenting, showing us that modeling calm, empathy, and patience builds resilience in our kids better than punishment ever could. So no, this isn't about being soft. It's about building something stronger: respect, emotional safety, and trust. Books like Spirited Kids by Stacy Patton and Raising Good Humans by Hunter Clark Fields have helped me see the data, the long-term impact of different parenting styles. Actually, like, looking at my childhood and looking at my friends, or just being observant of, like, what's going on, right? But knowledge is only half the battle. The other half is practice, and practice takes time. I'm going to say that again. Practice takes time, just like any other thing. Like, when you're trying to break habits or retrain your brain, it takes time. Like, you're gonna have to keep taking those reps and working through it. But here are a few things that help me stay grounded as I learn. One is invest in your learning. Keep reading, listening, and reflecting. The more you understand about triggers and boundaries and child development, the more tools you have in those moments. And I also have a previous episode about knowing your triggers. And I'm going to put that in the description below so that you will be able to check that out about how to identify your triggers. And second is to give yourself grace. You don't have to get it right every time. Repeating with your kids is a part of healing. They don't need a perfect parent. They need a present one who they see trying and growing along with them as well. Because parenting is a mirror. Stay intentional. That's the third one. Even small changes matter. Modeling calm once today, apologizing once today, holding on one boundary today. These moments build up. These moments, they stack. And here's the truth. You can't keep showing up if you're burned out. That's where those triggers are more likely to happen more often. And that's where, you know, your patience is going to be more thin. But that's why I created the Mom's Day Out Wellness Guide. It helps you reconnect with yourself so you remember who you are outside of parenting. And if you are already in the process of, like, you know, I feel like I have so easily triggered, and if you feel like burnout is just heavier on you, you can also check out For the Love of You, A Mom's Guide to Beating Burnout. It goes deeper into strategies that have carried me when I was running on empty, and I still implement them today. And it allows me to just be my best overall. So no, I'm not the fully healed parent yet. I don't know if I ever will be. I just know I'm going to continue to take those steps. But every day, I'm becoming her. And that becoming, that showing up, learning, apologizing, trying again is enough. If you're in the same space, I want you to know you don't have to have it all figured out. Healing is slow, but it's real. And your kids will see it even in the small moments. Because becoming is what changes generations. Until next episode, make sure you share, leave a review. Until next time.
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.